The door of the conference room burst open, and the body of Alexander Kasev rolled across the hallway floor. He was retching and screaming. The general swung his sword at the strongman again and again, weakening him, cutting him more and more frequently as the strongman continued to lose his power.
You will not defeat me!
The strongman still boasted, but the boast was empty and futile. The prayers of the saints could be heard everywhere, and the general could not be defeated. Bernice and her important visitors gathered in the lobby downstairs, and she was just beginning to explain everything when Marshall and Sandy burst out the stairway door.
Get upstairs! Someone's been shot!
Lemley's feds went right into action, pulling their guns. Rafar darted and weaved all over the sky, still trailing a stream of red smoke. With that telltale marker, it was easy to follow him, and Tao kept up the chase unrelentingly. Rafar sped toward a very large warehouse several blocks away and shot through the outside wall of about the third floor. Tao dove into the building after him. This floor was open, with no places to hide. Rafar dove immediately to a lower floor, and Tao followed that trail of smoke. Tao reached the first floor and could see the smoke trail veering off sideways and corkscrewing through the distant wall. He shot after it. The wall slapped around him as he passed through. Impaled! A burning edge cut through his side. He spun from the impact. His sword went flying from his hand, and he tumbled to the floor, doubled up with pain. There stood Rafar, bent and wounded, his back against the wall where he had been waiting in ambush, the tip of his ugly sword now draped with part of Tal's tunic. No time to think, no time to feel pain. Tao dove for his fallen sword, grabbed it, and turned. The blade of hell came down upon Tal's sword with a flash of fire. They faced each other, swords held ready. Rafar was grinning.
So now, Captain of the Host, we are alone together and evenly matched. I am opened, and you are open.
The swords met again and again. An envelope of darkness began to fill the room. Rafar's creeping, growing evil.
Is the light fading? Perhaps it is your strength we see ebbing away.
Saints of God, where are your prayers? Another blow! Tal's shoulder. He returned with a swipe that caught Rafar under the ribs. The air was filling with darkness, with red vapor and smoke. Several more clashes of the fiery blades, ripping hides, tearing garments, more darkness. Saints, pray! Pray! When the police reached the third floor, they thought Kasev was the gunshot victim. They found out differently when this wild animal threw them off as if they weighed nothing.
You cannot defeat me!
The general slashed at the strongman again, and the strongman screamed again. The swords clashed and sang and flashed with fire.
You cannot defeat me!
Hank stepped forward and gave it one more try. Strongman, I know you can hear me. You are defeated. The shed blood of Jesus has defeated you. Be silent and come out of him and depart from this region. The strongman could take no more of this praying man's rebukes. He wilted. His sword dropped. The general took one swipe with his blade, and the strongman was gone. Kasev collapsed to the floor and lay there as if dead. The lawyers and regents shouted from the conference room, "Don't shoot!" and came out with their hands raised, whether ordered to or not.
"In here!"
someone shouted from the lounge. The police ran in and found the pitiful wreck that Alf Brummel had become, and the very deceased Julian Langstrat.